This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. An estimated 5 million military veterans live in the UK. While many of the 15,000 plus personnel who leave the forces each year make a successful transition to civilian life, a small but significant minority do not. Andrew Schofield is one of the many veterans who experienced mental health issues after leaving the forces. The 33-year-old is undertaking a 350-kilometre walk from London to Manchester over just 5 days to raise awareness of the challenges former forces personnel face when they return to civilian life. Having completed training to become a military police officer and a posting to Northern Ireland, Andy fulfilled a long-held ambition to do his part in Afghanistan. His attachment to the Welsh Guards on Operation Herrick in 2012 was one of his proudest moments.
Obviously serving my country, you know, absolutely, you know, representing and serving my country, working with the Afghan local and national police forces, being attached to the Welsh Guards, being that on that front line, you know, for me is something that I always look back on with true fondness. I'm truly proud that I had that experience that not many people can say they've done or get to do.
Andy made the difficult decision to leave the army and start a new career at the start of 2015. While the transition back into civilian life can be unsettling for those leaving the forces, Andy didn't find the change unduly difficult, initially at least.
I didn't find the transition difficult, if I'm being totally honest. My mental struggles and my struggles came 3 or 4 years after actually leaving the military. But I do understand people that do struggle leaving the military because it is a brotherhood and you do form really close bonds and relationships and you have a set structure. You know what's coming next and all of a sudden you're on your own. So I can totally understand and appreciate why people do struggle.
Andy's mental health issues began at the start of 2019, 4 years after leaving the army and shortly after the birth of his beloved daughter.
What I noticed is before that point, I was always very outgoing, the loudest person in the room, the life and soul of the party, you know, go to the gym, play rugby, great relationship, loads of friends, great support network, director of a recruitment company, doing really well. And then there were so many issues and traumatic events that I'd been a part of or experienced that I'd just not dealt with. I'd just not dealt with them. I'd just put them in a box, carry on. You know, I'll deal with them later. I'll deal with that issue later. And eventually it just started spilling into my everyday life. So I started to really, really withdraw. I'd stop communicating with my friends. I stopped answering my phone if people called. I wouldn't message people back. I'd struggle to get out of bed. Some days I wouldn't physically be able to get out of bed. All of a sudden, these real deep negative thoughts were extremely loud in my head. It was a mixture of depression and anxiety. And, you know, it got to the point, it culminated in me moving out of the family home. My relationships broke down. Living alone, you know, I truly felt isolated and alone. And that's when, you know, the suicidal thoughts really did start to creep in and that voice got much, much louder.
Thankfully, Andy spoke to family and friends, reached out to the NHS and received therapy. 6 to 12 months later, he felt much better, almost reborn. The experience was life-changing. Keen to share his own experiences and encourage more veterans to seek mental health support if they need it, Andy approached the charity Walking with the Wounded with an ambitious idea for a fundraising challenge.
If I can tell my story of mental health, it may help somebody else. I want to try and get rid of that stigma. As I said, I'm walking from the Cenotaph in London on the 5th of December to the Cenotaph in Manchester. Hopefully, I should be arriving on the 9th. So that's 350 kilometres. So it averages out around 70 kilometres per day. I'll be sleeping rough, sleeping in a tent, carrying all the kit and equipment that I'm going to be using on the walk. So all my wet kit, warm kit, food, water, tent, sleeping bag, batteries, headset, everything you can think of will be on my back and I'll be carrying that and I'll be doing this solo. You know, even if it just helped one person that was in a similar situation to myself, for me, that would be a great win, but hopefully it'll help others.
You can learn more about Andy's story, follow his progress and donate via the charity website walkinghomeforchristmas.com. You can also show your support on social media using the hashtag WalkWithAndy. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.